really just kind of went back to basics in terms of what we're doing run-wise. I thought, you know, Ryan hit it in there a few times. Give him credit. I think he like his style in terms of how it fits in terms of what we're doing. They got some big bodies up front, you know, so we had to try to get outside a little bit more, run a little bit more outside zone than but just trying to get away from those big bodies. But I thought, you know, in the first half, we got it going. In the second half, we you know, there's a little bit more guys in the box. You got a big lead. You know, everybody knows you're trying to run it, trying to work the clock a little bit. We need to be better at that aspect of it. But in the first half, I thought it helped us.
Chip, how would you describe what you, just the overall performance today in a game that you really need to win?
I thought it was gritty. You know, it was. We knew going in that this was just going to be one of those kind of, use a boxing analogy, two guys are going to stand in the middle of the ring and just start swinging at each other, and that's what happened. I mean, that defense that they have, and we talked about it earlier in the week with outstanding corners, you know, that you know can really cover, and then so they can devote a lot of people in there to the run game, and they just, you know, just kind of wasn't a pretty win, but it was, you know, kind of ugly, but it's what we had to do to win this football game. And then I think our defense played really, really well. You know, they created a lot of turnovers over there. We knew what they were going to do. There's a lot of empty sets that they run, trying to figure out if you're in man or zone. If you're in man, they're you know, Marshall's such a big target. You know, it's a difficult matchup at times. And Fitzy's so smart, he kind of gets the ball out quick, so the rush doesn't really get to him. But I thought our defense, especially some of those young guys that had an opportunity to play, kind of stepped up today. So
how did you feel about
Jordan Hicks and Eric Rose stepping in there, made some big plays, got the turnovers?
Yeah, they did. You know, we were really excited about Jordan when we got him, and we talked about him being a third down linebacker, and I think you're starting to see that. He's got great coverage skills, and he's really got a – there's a calmness to Jordan. He's got a real good awareness out there, so I don't think anything was really too big for him. He obviously made a, you know, a big catch on the tip ball, and I think it was Brandon Barrow at the tip. And then Eric, I thought, had really good coverage a couple times. He broke up one on our sideline and then come up with a pick on our sideline. So, you know, it was good to see, you know, the two of those guys contribute to the victory on the defensive side. So.
Can you talk about finally getting that, you know, the first one? It's only a third game, but what can it do for a team's confidence going forward?
Yeah, you know what? It's really, like everything, it's got to be the same mentality, is that obviously you got to make your corrections on Tuesday and then you got to go, because what happened the week before in this league, you know, sometimes really doesn't have a real big impact on the next week. You know, every week's going to be kind of a street fight, you know, and you got to be prepared. We still have a lot of corrections we have to make, but it's obviously easier on Tuesday when you're talking to a team after a win than it is after a loss. So, but we still have a lot of work to do.
What could you see of the Sproles punt return touchdown?
Yeah, again, it's another thing. We're just trying to talk about getting Darren started back there, and I thought we had a great hold up, you know, and gave him an opportunity to catch it clean. And then once he gets a head of steam, he's very difficult to block. But I thought, you know, that's what we kind of expect out of our punt return team, because we have such a dynamic returner back there. If we can kind of get him started, we're hoping good things can happen, and that's what happened.
Can you see when he has a chance to catch it clean and view?
Yeah,
I think everybody's
like that on our team, you know, just because of the impact he can make on a football play, just being able to flip the field. You know, and you could tell on that one we were going to get something out of it, because he was going to get a chance to get started. So.
When you say Ryan Matthews' running style complements what you're trying to do, what do you mean exactly?
He's a real decisive one, kind of one cut runner, stuck his foot in the ground and go. And you're going to have to run through some arm tackles at times. And he did. You know, he's got some size to go along with his explosion, and he can. You know, there are times where guys are kind of running off the tackles, and he's, you know, it's not a. Make you miss thing. It's, you got to be physical through there, and he was really physical, I thought, today running the football.
In the first 2 weeks, the Jets were plus 8 in turnovers. Mm-hmm. Was that something you emphasized this week in terms of the direction?
We did. We really did, and I think they were plus 10 in the first 2 weeks.
They had 10.
And they created 10. So, you know, it's really what we talked about is creating turnovers on our side of the ball. It's been something since we talked about last April, is that we turned the ball over too much last year offensively, and we got to create more on the defensive side. And then obviously it had a huge impact on the game today.
Why didn't DeMarco go?
He tried pregame and just couldn't go. So.
Brandon Bear's impact at the line. I mean, it really seems like he does a good job coming in and getting his hands up and getting into a passing lane somewhere.
He does. And a lot of that, he has a knack for that, but it was part of what we talked about with what Fitzy does. You know, one of Billy's emphases this week with those guys is that if the ball's out so quick, we may not be able to get to him in a pass rush, so we need to cloud the throwing lanes for him and be able to, you know, it takes a kind of a little bit of a knack to start to pass rush and then get a feel for the timing in your head and get your hands up. And Brandon does have a knack for it, but I think he got two today, and one of them resulted in the three. Yeah, three today. You know, I saw two, you know, so, and I know they resulted in turnovers for him. But again, that's a big impact. You know, if you're not going to get to the quarterback, can you disrupt his timing and can you disrupt the throwing lanes? And I thought he did that. So
even before you got the big lead, it looked like you slowed down the offense a little bit and sort of picked your spots where you picked up the tempo. Was there any?
Just trying to figure out, they were giving you so many different looks that you can kind of get in some, you know, we tried to get in some formations and see what they were doing and then, you know, just get us into the appropriate play. So.
How do you think Sam Bradford played?
I thought Sam did a nice job considering what they brought. They think they can bring a rush. Unlike any team we play, they bring seven. You know, they're going to play zero man behind it. You know, I think there are a few of those drops. You know, I think all those guys would like back. You know, they had the one down the far sideline that, and when he released it, Sproles hadn't even turned the corner yet, and then he turns the corner and it drops right into his hand. So, but he kept battling just like everybody else. I'm sure there's probably a couple throws he'd like back, and there's probably some catches that I think our receivers wish they made. So,
taking away stuff beyond 20 yards.
These guys did a good job, but I mean, you're talking about Revis and Cromartie. So, you know, when you go back, we'll look at the film in terms of where we are. But, you know, I don't think they were pretty close in coverage all day long. But that may be the best tandem we play. This year. So.
As good as the Jets were, there's so many three and outs in the second half.
Yeah.
Were you disappointed by that?
No, I was really excited, actually. I mean, I was fired up. No. I mean, it's something we have to get better at. We have to be able to run the ball when everybody knows we're going to run the ball. And you know, we just got behind schedule. Sometimes we'd have a big gain on first and 10, but then not real good, probably maybe play selection on second down to get us, you know, kind of that first down. So, you know, a lot of that falls on my shoulders in terms of calling plays. I got to do a better job in the second half.
Chip, you had six guys hurt prior to the game. Two more guys get hurt during the game. Is that what you meant by gritty win?
Well, that's part of it. You know, I think some guys had some opportunities to step up and make plays. And, you know, obviously Jordan in terms of what he did because we had Michael and Kiko weren't playing today. Brandon Bear is a prime example, you know, with Sed and Taylor Hart, you know, being able to step up in there. Chris Maragos went down during the game, so Eric Rowe gets pressed into service. And when he gets pressed into service, he responds. So, you know, it's a tough league from that. You know, Ryan, because, you know, get a little bit more on his shoulders because of DeMarco being out. So, there's a lot, you know, we talk about it, you know, the injury rate's probably about 100% in this league. So when you have an opportunity, if you're dressed and you're part of the 46, you got to contribute. And I thought the guys that took advantage of their opportunities because they got a chance to play. So
why was the outside zone to play the pop today?
I think they were playing a lot of double three techniques, a lot of bear looks, nose guard, 2-3 techniques, trying to take away the inside. So we had to try to get the ball to the perimeter. So
when you acquired and extended Sproles, was this the vision you had in mind for him or what was the vision?
No, I mean, there's so many different things he can do, you know, and we probably still haven't utilized him to the role we can, but I think his ability to change a game as a returner, also as a running back, you know, didn't hesitate when we had the ball on the half-yard line to give it to him. I think a lot of people would, why are you giving it to him there? But he's got a knack for finding his way through, and he's just such a weapon trying to come out of the backfield. We had one third down there where, you know, they came all out in the blitz. We ended up throwing it deep, but he kind of got tackled trying to run through, and there's a lot of guys devoted to him. So,
the offensive line, where did they show
it? They battled. You know, we can still improve there, but I thought they battled this week, and, you know, especially we you know, Gardner went down, so Tobin's got to come in the game, and then JP was on the last series, and then Dennis came in the game. But, you know, so you had to kind of use everybody in that situation. But I thought they battled in against a really good front, you know, with Leonard Williams and Couples and Muhammad Wilkerson, you know, that's a pretty formidable group that you're playing against right there. So.
What's up with Jason Peters? He didn't finish the game.
Yeah, he got – I don't know exactly what it was, let's be honest with you. I know he got hit, and so Dennis went up. We kind of flipped Tobin over. Dennis went in at right guard, and Tobin flipped over to left tackle, but I haven't gotten – I don't know exactly. He looked happy in the locker room, so.
Josh Huff's injury, was it during practice? Saturday?
It was during yesterday. Yeah, he was just running around and felt something in his hamstring, so he tried to see if he could go today, but couldn't go. So.
What was the message to those guys after the game today?
We're getting ready to go back, but you know, we talked about it kind of being a gritty game. We knew it was going to be a gritty game going into it, and you know, you're going to have to kind of stand toe to toe and take their best shot, and then we're going to give our best shot. And you know, I think everybody, all phases, offense, defense, and special teams, contributed to the win. So,
what were you guys able to do defensively to kind of,
you know,
slow them down a bit?
Billy devoted a lot of guys to coverage, you know, so we were only going to rush, you know, four and three at times. So can those four and three kind of disrupt the throwing lanes a little bit? And I thought they did. They got a good push on the pocket. And I thought we did a decent job in coverage. You know, I think probably the only drive we'd like back is that last drive right at the end of the first half.
Chip,